Hey guys, welcome back to Maintaining the Me in Marriage and Motherhood. I'm Lashana, and it is Women's History Month. I'm super excited about that. I don't think I knew that it was Women's History Month before this weekend. I don't know if I mentioned that on the last podcast, but I just found out, I think it was on Sunday, that this month of March was Women's History Month. And so I'm so grateful for these like trending topics, or what are they, not trending topics, but what would they be considered, like themes, like for the month, especially if you're a content creator and you have a podcast and social media and a business wrapped around like content, you know, creating content. It makes it really helpful just to come up with ideas and to kind of just like cater to what people are interested in and to connect. And so I don't know if I told you guys that's one of my main goals for this year, is just to connect with more people, more moms, people that are like-minded. And I've even joined some new communities, like I mentioned before. So I've just been really expanding my networking. And I think that I'm starting to feel much better about, I mean, I'm still at home, still working remotely, but I'm starting to feel much better about like what's coming next. I feel like just because of, you know, the whole pandemic and not really knowing what's next, like as far as what we're allowed to do, I felt kind of limited, and I really wasn't making any plans. Like I still have like tentative plans for the summer, but I think that this has really taught us that, you know, life is just really short and I really want to enjoy my time. So I've done a lot of slowing down for 2021. I'm like, I have my goals. I have, you know, my business started and I'm working on it. And I have some things that I'm working towards, but I've become so much more relaxed. Like I'm looking forward to like taking a couple girls trips, taking a little family vacation. You know, I'm like, I can spend money on the business. I can spend money on, you know, what's next, coming up next, like career wise. But I really want to spend money on, you know, more experiences. I feel like I've been grinding for a while and I haven't given myself enough time to really take breaks and like travel, and, you know, and I really want to incorporate that in my next year, like in 2021. Nothing crazy, because I know that a lot of stuff is still shut down and I do want to honor, you know, the rules and regulations when it comes to like social distancing and things, because I do want things to be able to get back to normal. So I'm not trying to be selfish or anything. But I was just thinking about how, you know, sometimes we can work ourselves to death just thinking about like what's next, what's next, what's next, especially if you're a person that is always like goal driven and just doesn't appreciate the present as much. I know I can be really impatient, and I'm just trying to learn how to really be present. And I was thinking I really do need to take some more time and just start traveling again like I did when I was in my 20s. So I'm trying to reel that back. I think what I've noticed too, just like being in my 40s, is I spent a lot of time just being a mom, being a wife. So it's like I'm really starting to get more into myself and like working on things that I really want for myself, and still learning how to balance that with having a family. And so I was like, yeah, I just need to put a couple of girls trips on my list for this year. And I think that will be good for me just to, you know, link up with people that I haven't seen in a long time. And I think I've been motivated too, because I've been doing these clubhouses and just connecting with women and new women that I didn't know before. Just connecting with women, I'm like, we really need to get together more. Like, I can't wait to do brunches. I can't wait to do, like, you know, events, like women events that we had planned to do before everything shut down, like women's retreats. Like, I want to really get more into that. I feel like women need to connect more. And, you know, I know that there's so much, like, people thinking like, oh, women don't get along, and, you know, I don't like women. Women are this or that. I love women. I love spending time with women. I love talking to women. I think that, you know, we need that camaraderie. We need that networking, you know. So I've been meeting some great women in addition to my already fabulous women that I already know. I think I just attract great people. I find myself being a great person, and no, I'm not perfect, but I do feel like I possess some good qualities that attract people, and I'm attracted to good people, and I think that good people are attracted to me. So, you know, I really am looking forward to things opening back up and taking small steps into just getting women together and collaborating more and partnering up more with people and just like expanding. So that's kind of what's been on my mind and on my heart. So I wanted to share that. So this week I've been really working on my schedule still. So I've done much better. I've added some extra days to the gym. I'm doing 2 2-a-days. That's what I did this week. I took today off just because I had went Monday through Thursday, and then Tuesday and Thursday I doubled up. So I'm going to go back again in the morning. So I'm really taking my fitness journey serious. My diet has been excellent compared to how it's been in the month of February. I have not eaten out. Did I eat out this week? Yes, I did. I had a Nacho Bel Grande from Taco Bell. It's like, if you're going to eat out, that was like right down the street from my son's school. I was just hungry, and I haven't had a Nacho Bel Grande in a long time, and I forgot how delicious they were, so I probably shouldn't have done that, but I just had the one. So I went there, got some nachos, and because I wasn't going to be able to go home and cook, so I did that really quick. But I did get in some extra workouts, and other than that, I did not eat out. I've been eating fish and salad all week, so I guess that would have been considered like my cheat meal. And it was ironic because I don't even eat Taco Bell, but I have had some Nacho Bel Grandes, I think, in the pandemic. I had a couple, but I definitely don't frequent Taco Bell, but it was very tasty. So I just did it, you know. And then today I had my daughter made some brownies. So I had a piece of a brownie and a couple scoops of ice cream. And was that it? I think that's it for my cheating this week on my diet. But other than that, I've been only drinking water. I have not had any alcohol beverages, no wine, any of that. So I've been sticking pretty close to the script. My body is sore and tired. That's why I ended up taking off today, because I was just like, I went to my book club this morning and I was just really tired. My body was tired. So I was like, I need to take a break today, let my body rest. And then tomorrow morning I'll, you know, do a workout, and then I'll get back to it for next week. And next week I'll tighten up my schedule even more. So I have some trainings next week. I have a couple coaching sessions next week. So I'm just like, you know, really trying to find that balance. And it's been good. It's been really good. This past week I did a Clubhouse, and it was on self-appreciation. And I really wanted to do that because I think that in our grind and, you know, in everything that we're trying to do, we don't ever really take time to like notice our own. You know, you're always like, oh, this person's so pretty, or oh, this person dresses so cute, or oh, this person's such so successful, or oh, they have such a good business. And, you know, it's like you forget to really compliment yourself. So that's what keeps us in the grind of always wanting more, needing more, you know, grinding more. And so I wanted to take that time for the ladies to just get a chance to just think about some things that they appreciate about themselves. And the crazy thing is it was kind of hard for people to even think of something that they appreciate about themselves. Like, you think about it when you say like, oh, I love myself. Oh yeah, I love myself. But it's like, well, why? What is it about you that you love? What is something that you think, you know, people are attracted to about you? Like, what are some things that people say about you that you actually believe and think yourself? And so I had another mom call me this week. She's actually with a client too. We've done the assessment together, and I've coached her a couple times. And she was just like, I loved the Clubhouse. Like, it really made me think. And she actually said that she's going to use it for some of her coaching calls at the end to ask some of the providers that she works with, you know, what they appreciate about themselves, because they're always working on what's going to be better and what's going to be new and you know, innovative. But to just sit back and think about like, hey, what do I appreciate about myself? So she really loved that. So I love getting that feedback from people just to see how effective it is, like if our topics are working. We even had like somebody that was brand new to Clubhouse come in, and she was so comfortable, felt so comfortable and safe in the room that she was just sharing, you know, some things that she had been going through and things that she had been working on. So I was like, okay, this is good. Like, whenever you can see people opening up and feeling comfortable enough to talk and come to a new space with people that they don't know and just share, That's really just a testimony in itself in, you know, what I appreciate about myself. Like, I really appreciate that I try to look out for other people and their well-being. I really appreciate that my loyalty. Like, I'm a very loyal person, and I try to consider everybody's feelings when I'm working, or if I'm doing like these podcasts or clubhouses. Like, I really try to follow through because I feel like people need that, you know, and I feel like I have that to offer. I feel like I look out for people and I try to encourage them and inspire them, you know, and see the good in themselves. So I really appreciate that about myself, that I am, you know, regardless of whatever I'm going through, I still try to show up for people, you know, and I try to do my best. So I think that that's something that I appreciate about myself, is that I do try to create spaces for people to come and share and to, you know, to grow and network. And, you know, I connect people. I try to connect, you know, women with other women for opportunities, and just be a link for people to meet, and, you know, for like-minded women to get together. So I do appreciate that about myself, you know, and I think that just it being Women's History Month, I want to highlight some other women that I feel like are great women. And, you know, I want to know that they appreciate themselves, you know. And so just having that conversation about what you appreciate about yourself, you know, I want you guys to kind of dwell on that, write it down. You can put it in your notes, but that could be homework for you guys. Like, really sit down and think about some of your good qualities and what you really appreciate about yourself. And it could be anything. Like, even for me, I feel like I really appreciate my bounce back ability. I love that I have boundaries. You know, I had an interview today. Well, it wasn't an interview. It was like a checkup because our supervisor had left, and I actually applied for the job because I already know the job. And I was like, oh, this seems like this is something that I can do, and I still want to expand. And, you know, this opportunity came up, and some of the supervisors kind of pushed me to apply for it, just to see, you know, what's going to happen. And I'm not attached to it either way. It will be a great opportunity. But I do still love my job, and I still have other stuff that I'm working on. So I'm like, if it's meant for me to have it, I'm going to have it. But even today, the supervisor was asking me like, oh, well, you know, if I could do some trainings. And I'm like, yeah, I can do some trainings, but, will I be compensated? You know, not just, this is not part of my regular job. So if you want me to do something extra, then there needs to be a compensation. And so, she loved it. I mean, she was just like, oh yeah, of course. Yeah, no problem. You know, and I think that she really respected the fact that I wasn't afraid to ask for what I wanted and to have that boundary. You know, I am always helping people. I'm always uplifting people and sharing and, you know, wanting what's good for people. And I will go above and beyond. But a boundary that I have to have for myself is that I am very knowledgeable. I have my master's degree. I have 2 life coaching certifications. I'm discertified. Like, I have all these certifications that make me a very valuable employee, that I can do more than the average person because I just have a lot of skill and I need to get paid for it, you know? And so I recognize that, like, hey, I can't just be giving myself away. You know, that's how you get burnt out, because in the ahead of time, I'm not letting people use me, or, you know, and it's not even intentional. Sometimes people are just like, oh, you're good at this. Oh, can you help us? And it's just like, oh yeah. And then you don't get compensated. So I love that I have that type of, those type of boundaries for myself that I've learned over the years, that, you know, people should pay you for what you're good at. You know, you can't even go to McDonald's, okay, and get a free cup of tap water. They're going to charge you for the cup. You know, you can't work at McDonald's and not even for 1 hour for free. So it's like, you have to honor yourself as a business. And when you're an entrepreneur or a mompreneur or a side hustle pro or whatever, you know, a mom side hustler or whatever you have, like, you have to value yourself, your time, you know, and the more you respect your own boundaries and make people respect your boundaries, the much better off you'll be, the more energy you'll have. You know, you can't blame anybody but yourself. And I feel like, you know, the way that God set it up for me is that, you know, he is going to be the one, he is the plug, you know, he's the one that's going to promote me, and he will open doors for me. But that's for me honoring myself and not just doing things to make people like me or being agreeable just so that somebody will, you know, say yes to me, or me thinking that if I say yes to this, that I'm going to get something out of it. And it's like, no, I need to honor myself. I need to honor my boundaries. And so that's something that I definitely appreciate about myself, my ability to bounce back. You know, I've hit the floor many times, having to start over again, whether it's a job, business, moving out of town, coming back, you know, whatever. I'm just not afraid. I'm just not afraid to bounce back. I'm not afraid of not being able to shop and having to save money. I'm not afraid of if I have to go to the county and get some public assistance. I'm just not afraid to do whatever I have to do to get to where I need to be. I mean, there's just times, I mean, there's been times where I've had to get public assistance, you know, if I didn't have a job at the time, or, you know, when we just moved to Atlanta and I wasn't working, and, you know, just my husband was working, and he was working part-time because he had just found just one part-time job because we had just moved from a whole nother state. And, you know, he made enough to pay for like the rent and like small stuff, but, you know, we needed a little extra money for food. So I never had cash aid, but I've gotten food stamps before, you know, so just to get, you know, expensive food can be with four kids. We have four young kids and I wasn't working, and, you know, I wanted to go back to school to get my master's. And so we made that big move. And then for the first like few months, we had to get food stamps. No big deal. I'm not ashamed of what I have to do to get to where I need to be. I've had, you know, I've had a Benz truck. I've had a Camry. I've had two Cadillac trucks. I've had Hondas. I have a Honda now, you know. So it's like, for me, it's not about materialistic things or gains. Like, yeah, you know, when I'm doing well, I'll live like it. But when I need to pack it up and start over, I don't mind downsizing. You know, it's like your ego can't be too big for you to be able to support yourself and your family in the way they need to be supported. You know, so for me, it's like, yeah, I don't mind that bounce back. I always come out on top. I always come out on my feet with my confidence, with my head held high, you know. So it's like, for me, I don't really care about what people think about my journey, about what I'm doing. You know, I posted the other day, like, your biggest critics have never done it. Like, anybody that's criticizing you or talking about you, they've never done it. So it looks foreign to them. They're probably still doing the same thing that they've always done, which is focused on other people instead of themselves. You know, so I'm not telling my business. I'm not out here broadcasting everything. And, you know, so it's like, I'm just minding my own business, doing my own thing, working, helping other women, you know, keeping it 100, trying to be transparent as I can be without, you know, and that's a boundary of mine too. Like, I'm not, just because I'm a life coach and I'm, you know, consulting and doing therapy and stuff, I don't have to tell all of my personal business. That's a boundary. You know, like, I can tell what I feel like is needed for other people, that, you know, what I want to share because I want to share it, you know. And so never feel pressured, you know, to do anything that you don't want to do just for the sake of your business or what other people think you should be doing with your time, or, you know, how other people think you should be spending your money, and, you know, all those things. So I definitely appreciate that about myself. And, you know, and just like I said, the follow through, you know, so I want you guys just to think about that, and like, things that you may be working on right now. And what do you need to do? What do you need to cut back on? I mean, if you're doing a, you know, a business, do you need to add another stream of income in? Do you need to go get some food stamps right quick, you know, to get on your feet? Like, what is it that you need to do to start over? Or if you need to start over, you know, what is that going to look like? Like, really assessing, really getting with God, seeing if this is, you know, in part of the plan. Stop guessing, you know, and really figure out what it is that you want. That's part of why I'm so passionate about doing this assessment. You know, it's the DISC assessment, but it's through like the eyes of a mother. Like, I coach through the eyes of a mother. You know, I use that assessment to find your strengths and, you know, to see what your strengths are and your limitations, so that you could see like where you're strong, like where do you need your support. And I really feel like it's the first step to really finding out what you need to do. It's like, okay, once you see, okay, these are my strengths, then I know this is what I need to work towards. This is the type of jobs that I need to be looking for. You know, do I even have the natural ability to be an entrepreneur? Let me see. Is this on here? No. Okay, well, then I'm going to need some support in this area. Can you still start your own business? Absolutely. But you need to know what support you're going to need before you quit your job. You know, it could be so, like, even on when I look at YouTube and, you know, even on social media, people are saying, quit your job, you know, be a big dreamer. You have to give it 100. Well, sometimes, you know, that can be fine if you're like a single person with no children. Yeah, then you could just couch surf and eat pizza for dinner. But when you have a family, you have to have a different approach to everything. You can't just quit your job. Like, you're going to need income. You're probably going to need insurance, especially now with the pandemic. Like, you just can't be quitting your job and not having insurance. You need to have some type of insurance for if you get sick or, you know, anything. So you have to think about that ahead of time. You know, you can't just always jump the gun and just, you know, go out there reckless. You need to have some type of blueprint, some type of game plan, you know. And of course God is going to bless you, but he also tells you to have wisdom. He also blesses you to have that wisdom and follow through and thinking about things through and checking with your family and, you know, and all that stuff too. So if you do plan on doing something this year and you have some new goals that you want to work on, I highly suggest you emailing me at www.modernmommiemommiemogul.com, and we can set something up for you to get the assessment. We could talk a little bit more about what the assessment is, just see where you're at, what your goals are, for like a little 15-minute discovery session. I'm all game for that. You know, that's part of, you know, what my focus is this year, is really just helping women just get to that first step. Like, just let's reset. You know, it's like everybody's resetting. What is life going to look like post-pandemic? Are you ready? Do you know what your gifts are? You know, are you secure in your job? I mean, if you have a job, then no, because you're not, it's not your business. So they can fire you whenever they want. But do you know what's the next step for you, or what you really are good at? Is there something that you could start doing right now that's small, that you can have like a little extra income, or just something that's like a hobby? You may not need the money, but you just need something else to do to fulfill you. You know, are your kids getting older where, you know, you're going to be an empty nester and you need something else to do with your time, or figure out what it is for your life, you know? Or are you even a mom that's in her 40s or late 30s that's like, hey, I've been a mom all these years and it's been all about my kids, but now it's time for me to see what I want. It's time for me to start enjoying my life and, you know, and getting on point with that. So for sure, if you have never had, and even if you've taken the DISC assessment, I would say take it with me, because I, like I said, see it from a motherhood point of view. It's a very rich report. It has everything in it. It talks about your ideal work environment. It talks about how you can be more effective, you know, with your personality style. It shows you your blind spots, how you like to communicate, how you like to teach, which is really big for parents, because your teaching style may not match your kids' learning style. And so it shows what it is, like how you like to teach in comparison to how your kids like to learn. And so when I did all my assessments for my kids, I'm like, it's very clear exactly where there's a disconnect, you know, and where my husband is strong, I definitely have limitations when it comes to teaching my own children. It's like I get more frustrated, I have less patience, you know, that step-by-step thing, I'm not that detail-oriented, so I can miss a few steps. But it just, when it's plain, when you could just see the data right there, it makes it so much easier to go back and to be accountable. So I really suggest you guys do that. So email me at modernmommymogul@gmail.com, or you can go to the website www.modernmommymogul.com. So either one of those is Modern Mommy Mogul. You can either email me or go straight to the website and click on Work With Me page, and then you can see, follow the step-by-step instructions on how to get either access to the assessment right away, or at least a discovery session through this, the style book, the mom style book. So yeah. So I wasn't even expecting on doing that pitch right there, but there it is. So yeah, just let me know if that's what you guys are interested in. But yeah, this week I have been really, you know, working on tightening up my schedule. I've added more days to my exercise plan. I've been eating cleaner. So my goal for the month really is just, in this Women's History Month, just like really focusing on myself, making myself accountable for my diet, just like slimming down, you know, leaning out some. I've just been not really taking care of myself as far as my eating is concerned, just like detoxing, you know, not drinking any alcohol this month, just drinking more tea, you know, just trying to add some things in. I also, I don't know if I mentioned it earlier, but I joined another clubhouse where I'm helping moderate another room. This one is more focused on like prayer. This is more about, this is for the new living women. So this is more focused like on Jesus, where we're talking about Bible scriptures and how prayer has, you know, really helped us. And I think we're going to read a book together. It's T.D. Jakes' book, and I think it's called Women, something about women, but it's like 12 different women and how prayer, how they changed the world with prayer. So that's what I'm going to be ordering. And then I'm part of the Wise community. Shout out to the Wise community if you guys are listening. And so we have a book that we're going to be reading, The Art of Self-Mastery. So I have to order that book too. So I've been really, that's part of my self-care, is just expanding my network, meeting new people, talking to new people, connecting. So that's just something that really has been recharging me. It's been keeping me busy in a very positive way, so I don't feel drained. But yeah, so that's what I've been working on. And that's all I have for this week. I just wanted to jump in here and give you guys some homework. So definitely try to write down some things that you appreciate about yourself. Start clearing off some of your stuff that you've been doing. You know, find new ways to make yourself happy, get some self-care in there. But yeah, so definitely figure out what you appreciate about yourself, love on yourself, hold yourself accountable, all those things. And I will be back next week and I'll keep you guys updated on how my journey is going with Women's History Month. And, you know, just eating clean. So I did one cheat day this week. So or one cheat meal this week. And then I have my brownie and ice cream today. So that's all I got for today. And I will talk to you guys soon. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.